Mark Fennell with you here on ABC Radio, and you may have seen those shocking images on social media of the dead 100-year-old Murray cod floating on the surface of the Murray-Darling River. Well, there's been a lot of news stories around it in the last few hours, but there is at least one organisation that's actively working to save native fish from suffocating. And they're doing that by pumping oxygen into the water system. To tell us more about exactly how they do that, we're joined right now by Craig Copeland, who is the founder and CEO of Ausfish. Craig, thanks so much for making the time to talk to us this morning.
No worries, Mark.
So you've been working to try and find a solution to help fish from suffocating, which is, of course, what's happening to the fish in those water systems. Have you visited the Murray-Darling in the past few days? What does it look and feel like at the moment?
Well, fortunately, I haven't been able to get out there because I don't really want to see it. It's a terrible thing. I've seen enough of the images and I've been out there in the past, for work, but I've just been in the last little while. I haven't, and everyone's describing the smell on the side of it, and it's just something I probably don't really want to see, but, terrible.
So how would pumping oxygen into the water actually help? What's the active part of that?
Well, essentially, it's like if you ever go to an aquaculture facility anywhere, you'll see systems like the one that we're going to put in place, and they sit on the bottom of the weir pool or a pond, and they pump water through, pump air through, and that puts oxygen into the water and that allows the fish to breathe. It also stops the algal growth the water quality getting worse with algal growth, so it breaks it up a little bit. And again, that's a positive thing because you don't want those big algal blooms to start to develop, and because if they then die, then they take all the oxygen out. So there's a couple of different positive things that it can do, and it's not going to be it's a band-aid on a very big problem, but it's at least something we can do.
Mm. When you say it's a band-aid, how large an area can you affect with a one single pump in any one moment?
We probably can affect a couple of hundred metres, so that's why it's a band-aid. But we're going to do it in the important places with the big weir pools that are in the Darling River, which we think are going to be places of where some large cod are still left. And that's what we want to try and look after.
Out of curiosity, Craig, has this been done before on a large scale in Australia?
Not on a large scale, no. I mean, as I said, it's been done in aquaculture things, and I think a few farmers and others have tried to do it in past when we've had some, black water, dissolved oxygen, water quality problems in the past. And it's worked in just really, small locations. But we've got to try something. And I think that's the point. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're going to try and do something.
And on a large scale level, what do you think would work? Let's acknowledge that what you're doing here can make small impacts here and there and is worth doing. But on a large scale, what can be done?
Well, we need to implement the basin plan at some level. We actually need to make sure it works. That's what's going to happen. It flows in the system. We need to have a flowing river. And we're going to have to try and make sure that we put together some rules that protect fish.
Mm.
And it's got to come from the north. That's where the water, coming down the lower Darling has to come from. And we have to make sure that we've got some rules in place that look after fish.
All right. Craig Copeland, founder of CEO and Ausfish. Before I let you go, if people want to get involved and they want to help your campaign, how can they do that?
They can go on our website. And there's a link there to a GoFundMe page. We're just locally... our local group down in Sunraysia is heavily, involved in trying to do good things for habitat, and now they're going to try and raise some money for this. But the other thing is you can go into a BCF store nationally. We've got a major national campaign just to look after fish habitat, and you can just say, I'll round up my purchase there and I'll contribute your roundup back into the work.
All right, Craig Copeland is the founder and CEO of Ausfish, who are embarking on a plan to inject oxygen into various parts of the Murray-Darling system in an attempt to feed more oxygen to the fish so we don't see more footage like we saw on social media of a dead 100-year-old Murray cod floating on the surface of the Murray-Darling River.